Welcome to another RadioSaintPete.com Community Spotlight. This weekend, we're thinking of reading and writing because the 25th annual Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading will take place on Saturday at the USF St. Petersburg campus, 10 until 4 o'clock. This is a wonderful free event where you can hear from 50 national authors, participate in book signings and a book market, visit with community exhibitors, enjoy your lunch with the food trucks, and hear from special guest Michael Connolly. Festivalofreading.com has all the details on the event, but the fact that the Festival of Reading is this weekend got us thinking about reading and writing, and we're happy to feature the founder of a project called the Lutheran Residences Writers Group. Bonnie Quick is an experienced freelance writer who has written many, many magazine articles. She has two published books, hundreds of magazine articles. She's a book coach for authors of all skill levels and ages. But she's with us today to talk about the Lutheran Residences Writers Group and help us meet a wonderful octogenarian, Peggy Pennington, who has written the book I've Learned a Thing or Two, the little wisdom book of quotes, quips, and comments. Bonnie Quick of the Lutheran Writers Group.
I had a writers group about, 5 or 6 years ago at Benjamin Towers, and, you know, we did it every 2 weeks for about 5.5 years, and it was kind of my community service. I loved it. And when I moved over here to Lutheran Residences, I suddenly realized how much I wanted to do it again. And so in February, I began to advertise, and we had, well, probably on and off, we've had 14 people who've come and gone. We usually have maybe 6 to 8, but the most important thing to me about it is we get people out of their rooms, because this is a low-income senior housing situation. Some of our people are pretty ill, some of them have had experience writing. Many of them have not. And you know, it's really kind of exciting when somebody says to you, "Hey, you know, you're giving me a reason to go on," and you know, that kind of thing. We have one guy who started out. He had grown up with spina bifida, and he overcame that really well. But then he fell and broke his hip. So it kind of rendered him unable to do a lot. He was staying in his room and just very depressed.
Yeah.
And he's come so far, and he's so happy. He has a wonderful sense of humor, and he writes poetry, and he writes stories, and he's also going to be, we're going to start having somebody do a 20-minute presentation. He'll be the first one, and he's working on a play. So I'm like, I just feel like every time I go, I'm like, oh wow, you guys are so awesome, you know.
My dad lived to be just under 1 month short of 102.
Wow.
And actually had made his living as a writer and was a poet. He never got beyond typing with two fingers on a typewriter. We never got him onto computers or even word processors. Do the folks write longhand on typewriters, or are they computer literate?
Most of the people are writing longhand.
Yeah.
And I've been the one that's been putting them into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're working on this anthology, we've got like 11 people that are going to participate. Two of them gave me their material on computer, you know, so it's been kind of a challenge, you know, but it's just, to me, it's been amazing, the things that are coming out of the folks, you know. They're talking about all kind of different things, you know. It's just like with Peggy. Now, she, before she came to our group, Peggy already had written this book and had it published and everything. And we have another gentleman who has been published. He's had a number of e-books, and he's just working with a publisher. He's paid the, you know, self-published. But we also have people in there who've never written a thing. And then other people, we have one lady who's a poet, and she's probably been writing poetry for 40 years, but has never really shared it. So, you know, it's a place, hopefully, where people can come and feel safe about sharing their stuff. It is not a critique group. We don't decide whether you wrote is good or not. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics. You know, it's like that. But we try to listen to one another and share the writing. And there's been some amazing things.
Peggy Pennington is a delightful 84-year-old woman who has written the book I've Learned a Thing or Two, the little wisdom book of quotes, quips, and comments.
I was such a mess for the first 40 years of my life that I knew I had to do something. And when I divorced with my first husband, I knew I had to change. And so I started reading books, taking courses, and little by little, very little by little, I saw that there was another way to live. And especially when a nice person who happened to be a psychologist, after I complained a lot to him, he said, well, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you'll keep getting the same result. And boy, did that hit me. But so I've always been a reader. And I realized I was so grateful for the hundreds and hundreds of books I read and the authors who took the time and the effort to write these books and the courses that I took. It was absolutely amazing. And I began to see my world through different eyes. And so actually, this is the second book I'm writing. The first book I started many years ago. And it was an inspired book, though. So I could only write what I knew. And there was a lot I didn't know yet. So it took me a long time. And I got kind of burned out. And I decided to take a break. And that's when that book, this book, came into my head, and I thought, oh, this is going to be fun, and it was. It was a challenge because I knew nothing about writing books, but I had always been a good writer in school and everything. I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. So, yeah.
Well, one of the things that really got me interested was I read Peggy's book, and it just inspired me because there were so many quotes and and quips and stuff that not a lot of it is brand new, but like one of the things that Peggy had said was that she liked it because it's things, the quotes and so forth, had stood the test of time. Some of them have been around 100 years.
Thousands of years.
Yeah, and so that was one of the things that, you know, I said, Peggy, we've got to get that book out. And that's when I got involved with her to try to help her.
I always wanted to go back to school. I had had a year at the university, and then I got married at 18 and had a family. And then my husband, even when they were grown up, he didn't want to give me any money to go back to school. I found out later that it was because he was afraid that I would get to be happier with that group than I was with him.
Yes.
And he was right. But finally, when we divorced, I began going back to school. And I received my BA degree when I was 50 in training and development. And so that spurred me on, and I've been just going ever since. And I went to work for about year 2000 in a lawyer's office, and I was in the phone room. He had a very large office. And there was a gal who sat next to me, and she had a calendar, a daily calendar on her desk. And I happened to notice that on each calendar day, there was a quote. And I was fascinated with that. It just hit me that it's short and pithy, and it was just right and different from anything I'd ever known before. And so I asked her if I could have the pages. I collected hundreds of pages from her over the years that I worked there. And I think that was what actually inspired me to write this book, because they're very short, and yet they're the truths that have, like you said, passed the test of time. Same thing over and over and over, like the Golden Rule. The Golden Rule doesn't change.
Do you have any favorites?
Open a page.
A few suggestions. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here's a good one. Mm-hmm. Do not hold away from you the things you want. Do you understand that? Okay. If you have a dream, a passion, a deep desire, pursue it. Even if it's for only a few minutes a day, start. So, I mean, they're all over the place here. But these are things, many of which I had no idea that this there were truths in there. For instance, you know, we all criticize everybody. And when we criticize everybody, we're criticizing ourselves too. And I finally learned to accept people, including myself, just as we are. We are just people. We're perfectly imperfect, I like to say. And, that has changed my whole outlook on people. I have learned a great deal of compassion for everybody. I don't judge anymore. There's no, what are we supposed to be judging anyway? And we're just all each trying. I forgave my mother and my father, which had been a major thing. And then I realized after that, there was nothing to forgive. Mm-hmm. They were just being who they were. It was my reaction to them that made the difference.
You can see why I really enjoy that group, huh? I mean, we have people who are coming through a lot of issues. And Peggy has some health issues. And, you know, so sometimes it's difficult. But I am so proud of all of them because they really come in and share what's going on with them and try and write. And it's just been awesome, I think. And I really like this book. I think it's ageless. Yes. You know, I will give it to my granddaughters and I have shared it with other people.
You
so
got another one?
Actually, this one, I asked some of my friends if they would be interested in offering some ideas. Mm-hmm. This is from a friend of mine who is a PhD psychologist, and she said, if you realize how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought again. How about that?
Yes.
Woo! Really that's heavy duty stuff. And then I learned for my grandchildren. I have a little list of things I learned. Play and have fun. Be flexible. Listen fully and carefully to others. Use my imagination, which I do all the time. Love unconditionally, no matter what. That is a real test in my life.
Really?
Writer Peggy Pennington and her book, I've Learned a Thing or Two. Again, Bonnie L. Quick of the Lutheran Residences Writers Group.
Well, I know you have future plans for the organization.
Oh, absolutely. I just know that we are going to grow and continue to share, and we're bringing out an anthology that's called That's What They Say, Ramblings and Musings from the Woodstock Generation. Now, there's a few of us, so now everybody seems to know what Woodstock is, and I just felt like that would maybe attract a little bit of attention. So the inspiration for this anthology is from the members of the Lutheran Writers Group, who one of the members was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and you know, she was making out her bucket list, and she said, you know, one of the things I want to see done is I want to be published. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that from there, kind of built on that idea, and it is going to be a collection of stories, poems, and essays from the generation known as the baby boomers. Okay, we saw the Beatles, the Vietnam War, we saw tie-dye, the flower children, sexual revolution, the assassination of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and John Kennedy, and a myriad of social and ideological changes in the lives of Americans. We were as divided then as we are now. And yet I just want people to understand that older people, half of the older people that live do not get Alzheimer's. You know, there's a lot of people that get Alzheimer's, but the other 50% doesn't get Alzheimer's. And we have things to contribute and wish to be part of what is happening. And that's, you know, one of the biggest motivations for me to meet every 2 weeks and try to help people to write down things. But we have people that come that didn't write anything, but they'll come and listen.
Yes.
Okay. And are making connection. Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, like I say, seniors do more than go to the doctor and write their memoirs. There's other things and mm-hmm. observations, and people watch, you know, who are up on what's going on in the world and so forth. And so it's just a thrill for me personally to be part of this and to see people as they are. We have another guy who's getting ready to have a book come out pretty soon. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm personally working on books, and I'm also a magazine writer, so I'm you know, currently writing as well. And it's just, I don't know, it's just exciting.
Well, the 25th Annual Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading is this Saturday from 10 until 4 at USF St. Petersburg.
You know, one of the things that our professional writers group always goes to is the, you know, the reading festival, because we have an opportunity not only to have so many people who like books mm-hmm. come in, but we, you know, authors of all kinds writing all different kinds of materials. It gives us an opportunity to talk to one another mm-hmm. and to see what everybody's into, what they're doing, and it's just an exciting time for somebody who likes to read. And, like, you know, I think most writers are voracious readers, you know, and they all from every different kind of writing, from nonfiction to, you know, poetry and sci-fi, some of the things that I don't understand at all, but it's there. And then, you know, Peggy has written a rap. She wrote this little rap to go with her book. She has, you know, so what we're trying to do, we're trying to take a multi-generational approach to interesting people in writing. And mm-hmm. and one of the things that my professional writers group did, we just had a workshop called Freedom to Write. Mm-hmm. And there was four of us, and we talked about what to write about, how to get started, and, you know, just sometimes it's just getting past being afraid. And so that's where we're at, and we're trying to grow that. And Peggy's addressed that with her rap. So you want to do your rap?
Can you do your rap?
I can do it. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Sure. If you don't, it's about a minute long.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. She says, "Get up, your irritations, obligations, and frustrations. Release your indignation, lamentations, and fixations. Throw out your limitations and those mortal resignations. Most of our fears are just hallucinations. Here's an invitation to use your imagination. Everything is open to your interpretation. So make a choice to view life in a clear illumination. Now, without hesitation, use this rap for inspiration and feel the motivation for your participation. You don't need a justification to make a new dedication right here and right now on this very location. It will be like a joyful reincarnation, a great declaration, and a cause for celebration." Yay!
Isn't that great? I mean, seriously. Like I said, when I read Peggy's book and then I saw the rap, I mean, I just felt like, we got to get you out there. We got to get you out there. This lady is 84 years old.
84.
84. That's what I said. 84 years old. Okay. And
it's all in your mind. It's aging is 90% in your mind. I feel better and more have more energy. Mm-hmm. Am happier than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And clearer mind.
You look that way too.
Yep.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thanks to both of our guests today on RadioSt.Pete.com Spotlight, Bonnie Quick of Quick Professional Writing Service and the Lutheran Residences Writers Group here in St. Petersburg. You can reach Bonnie at area code 727-479-7445. That's 727-479-7445. And you can buy Peggy's book. Highly recommended. You can find it on Amazon.com. Peggy Pennington, octogenarian, and her book, I've Learned a Thing or Two, the little wisdom book of quotes, quips, and comments. Search for Peggy Pennington and I've Learned a Thing or Two on Amazon. For RadioSt. Pete.com Spotlight, I'm Joe.